Hope everybody tapped in. Saw that new movie, Equal Standard. EqualStandardMovie.com. Make sure you check it out. You know what I'm saying? You know, somebody asked me, yo, what was it like working with the legend Ice-T? Yo, people don't know, man. Ice-T is one of the realest dudes in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. When I first got to L.A., I was doing my Weed Show. I saw Ice-T at a club, and they was giving me a hard time getting in the club. Where Ice-T came and said, yo, you see this dude right here? Make sure he get in every event, carte blanche. And ever since that, tore L.A. up, man. I was in every club, tables, VIP, you know what I'm saying? Word, Ice is a real one, man. So working with legends like Ice-T, man, it's just a dream come true. You know what I'm saying? He's like one of the originators of rappers doing movies, man. Come on, man. New Jack City was a classic. Killed that shit. But yeah, man, shout to Ice Cube. Worked with Ice Cube on a movie called Torque. Motorcycle movie, you know what I'm saying? I got to play Ice Cube little brother. And that shit was crazy, man. I'm just like, I'm on a set, like, doing scenes with him. In my mind, I'm like, yo, this is Ice Cube. You know what I'm saying? This is Ice Cube. You doing a scene with Ice Cube. And this shit was crazy, man. So big up to Ice Cube. Shout to LL Cool J, you know what I mean? I got to play LL brother, too, on a TV show called In the House. That was LL's TV show called In the House. I got to play LL's little brother. Yo, but that's a funny story. Let me tell you how that shit happened. So, boom. I was doing Moesha, and he was doing In the House at the same time. And we both was on a Paramount lot. So, lunchtime, LL would be like, yo, son, let's go to lunch and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, cool. So, this was a regular thing. We would go to lunch once or twice a week. You know what I'm saying? I'm hanging out with LL. LL Cool J. Yo, this shit was crazy, man. So, we jump in the Big Benz. You know what I'm saying? We go to a restaurant called Shandora, some upscale Thai restaurant, some fly shit. Jump in the Big Benz, you know what I'm saying? I'm sitting next to LL. He rocking, playing some queen shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm moving through, going to the restaurant. So we get to the restaurant. He's like, yo, man, you gotta try out these rock and roll clams. Now I don't eat clams. I've never ate clams, oysters, none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? But he was like, yo, you gotta try out these rock and roll clams. These shits is crazy. So I'm like, all right, fuck it, man. All right, I'll try that shit. Yo, ate that shit? Shit was bomb. I ain't gonna lie. Word. And I ain't no clam eating nigga. Word. That shit was crazy. Kept eating them shits. Every time we went there, I kept eating them shits.
Give me the rock and roll clams, man.
But yeah, I was telling them, this is the second season of Moesha. And they was firing me. You know what I'm saying? They was letting my character go. You know what I'm saying? They said they wanted to appeal to a wider audience. That's what they said, a wider audience. So I was like, all right, cool. So it was cool. My contract was a pay-to-play contract. So I was getting paid for the whole season anyway. So at lunch, I was telling LL, yo, I'm about to get fired. He was like, word? Come do my show. I was like, word? It's like that? He's like, yeah, man. So after we ate, jumped in the Benz and shit, went back to Paramount. And I went to his set. And they was about to start rehearsing.